The scientists of today are creating the next big thing. On the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast, get an early listen to what tomorrow has in store. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Workers in their 20s are often the target of the stereotype that they're not into hard work. Yet many of them are putting in long hours, building businesses, and striving for promotions. And they're pushing back against the label that they're lazy.
Gen Z workers are expressing that boundaries are important to them, and at least compared to other generations, they might be less willing to go above and beyond a job description. Some workers are finding that those individual reports or that type of data is being generalized about all of Gen Z workers, and some of the ambitious early career folks are navigating this as they enter the workplace.
We'll talk to WSJ workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis, as well as a 25-year-old CEO of her own company, after the break.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think your Gen Z coworker is slacking off? Think again. Some ambitious 20-somethings are trying to knock down the stereotype that they're lazy and not into hard work. We'll hear from a 25-year-old CEO about that struggle in a moment. But first, WSJ workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis joins us. Lindsay, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Lindsay, why is Gen Z in particular facing these stereotypes, you know, that they're not ambitious? And who is it that has these misconceptions about them?
It's a great question. So you see some young workers on platforms like TikTok expressing how they're pursuing work by setting boundaries, working to live, really being focused on what they do outside of their careers. And when some of these videos go viral, it sets up a narrative that this generation is not that interested in pushing themselves or working hard. To be clear, it's not just all viral videos. In surveys, in data, Gen Z workers are expressing that boundaries are important to them, and at least compared to other generations, they might be less willing to go above and beyond a job description. Some workers are finding that those individual reports or that type of data is being generalized about all of Gen Z workers, and some of the ambitious early career folks are navigating this as they enter the workplace.
Yeah, so what are they doing to dispel these stereotypes?
It's a mix of things. So many people I talked to discussed the long hours that they are putting in, waking up very early, starting work soon after, staying late, making sure everything is getting done and that they're getting a jump on what they're doing for the next day. One person I talked to in particular really discussed the importance of taking initiative and not just doing what was asked, but kind of taking that extra step and making sure that her colleagues didn't need to handhold her from one thing to the other. The other major area that I've heard about are just Gen Z workers who are really focused on learning and growing, having an eye toward what's that next certification or degree that I can get to improve my skills and better position me for the next opportunity.
Well, one Gen Zer who has taken the initiative is 25-year-old Arkansas resident Charo Thomas. She completed high school in 3 years, earned an engineering degree in 3.5 years, and founded a supply chain software company when she was 18. Charo, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, JR.
So with regard to the mission of your company as the CEO and CTO, what does your job entail?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty exciting. As the CEO, one of the biggest roles that I have is setting the vision and direction for the company, recruiting the best talent to make sure that we can execute on our vision, and making sure that we have the right resources in terms of capital and support from the community. As the CTO, my role is a little bit different. It's really more focused on making sure our technology is stable for our customers because we have operators who are using our technology day in, day out to do their jobs, and making sure that we're able to release new technology at a faster clip than ever before seen possible, especially in this industry.
And yet, Chara, with all those accomplishments, you've had experiences where you've had to prove that you can be both young and ambitious. Tell us about that.
I guess one specific example is last fall, I was at a breakfast with some of our investors, and they're absolutely incredible investors. But one of the comments that they made to me was pretty frustrating. I think they had this impression that Gen Z or younger entrepreneurs were lazier. I think that's one of the biggest challenges that young entrepreneurs, especially those in Gen Z, tend to face. I mean, it's a tale as old as time, you know? A lot of people do have this perception that Gen Z and millennials are lazy, entitled, have everything handed to them, which is just simply not true. And I think we'd be better served if we support the next generation and give them the resources and tools that they need to succeed instead of bringing them down. And it's important to make sure that we're giving people the benefit of the doubt.
All right, that's Arkansas resident Charo Thomas with us. Charo, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, JR. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Reporter Lindsay Ellis is back with us. Lindsay, this group isn't the first generation to face these types of stereotypes, you know, that they're not into hard work, right?
Yeah. As a millennial, I can confirm that Gen Z is certainly not the first generation to face stereotypes about them when they entered the workforce. Years ago, when we all started work, all the talk was about how entitled my generation was. And as I say in the story, bosses joked that we all wanted trophies for everything. Stereotypes generationally are a very established aspect of work. Besides the entitled millennials, Gen X slackers, there definitely are reputations that follow groups of workers when they start their careers.
So how do these younger workers feel that these stereotypes could have a negative impact on their career?
These perceptions are one aspect of a complicated calculation that Gen Z workers are navigating right now. Think about the age of these individuals. They have spent much of their careers, if not all of their careers, in the post-COVID, post-lockdowns era of work. They have navigated offices without a lot of in-person mentorship, especially think about the folks who started their jobs in 2020 or 2021. It is just another hurdle that many of these individuals have had to face.
But Lindsay, this is the next generation of workers and possibly people who could be managing older workers, you know, who might be guilty of these preconceived impressions. What's the lesson here for the older workers?
I think one key takeaway here is that every generation is going to have a little bit of everything. It's not going to be that all of Gen Z wants firm work-life boundaries and wants to close their laptops or walk off-site at 5 p.m. There are individuals in this generation and every generation who are really pushing ahead and prioritizing work and really going above and beyond. You know, that said, this is a generation that has entered the workplace with these very complicated pandemic era factors. And, you know, I think older workers need to be aware that many of these younger professionals have different patterns when it comes to communication or how they like to work. I was reminded in a few of these conversations that openness to really seeing your coworkers for who they are and what they want probably is good advice for everybody.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis. Lindsay, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.